work too hard for this, man. Let's go out here, put it together. Be disciplined. Play with swag. Third down, get the crowd loud. DB's on three. One, two, three. DB! It's a whole new feel in here, man. Whole new buzz. Now we got to make it happen. Too much hard work. Not to win. That's the goal, win. That's the mission, to win, baby.
There is no doubt when it comes to leadership and passion, safety and local product Dante Whitner embraces that role. One step in front of the secondary lies the linebackers, led by the acquisition of standout Carlos Dansby. The Browns built a foundation around Dansby, adding Chris Kirksey to the mix, and helping the rookie along the way is Craig Robertson, entering his fourth season with Cleveland.
I'm very blessed to come in with a group of guys that I'm with now, especially Craig. Whenever you got competition, you know, it's all supposed to help you, you know. Mm-hmm. He's pushing me. I'm sure I'm pushing him, but, you know, at the end of the day, you got to be true to yourself. And if somebody is better than you, you want that person to exceed in what they're doing. Yeah. So me, right now, I'm a rookie. He has more knowledge. You know, he got more experience. So what I'm doing is I'm learning from everything and just learning how to build my game. And, you know, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to work hard, and whatever happens, happens. But as long as I know that I'm working hard and I'm learning and we pushing each other as a linebacker unit, then good things are going to come out. So the main focus is to win football games. Mm-hmm. So that's what competition going to do. It's going to keep raising the level of your game. So that's just something I'm trying to do.
You're only as good as everybody in the room, you know. So just if it's something that, you know, Kirko might need help with or anybody, you know, we're not scared to help each other. He's a hard-nosed football player, you know what I'm saying? ISO, you know, come downhill every single time. Not going to shy away from contact. Good with his hands, you know, getting off blocks. Like, better than I was before I got into the league, you know. Just a lot of things he does well. He covers well. He's smart, too. You know, our defense isn't easy, you know, so to come in, and he asks questions all the time, and you ask questions, you get answers to make your play better on the field. And I mean, he does it all.
There, the throw is picked off. Kirksey's got it, and he's got the sideline too. He's to the 15-yard line.
Wow, this kid can play.
He can play.
Craig, he got a lot of energy. You know, when we in practice. First, like, my time practicing with him, you can just see, like, he running around, trying to make plays, trying to get the team hype. That's just something I used to do back in Iowa. And now when I'm coming here, I see that he doing the same thing. I'm like, you know what, I want to be in that type of role too. So, you know, he always looking to make a play. And he always, like, trying to build his team, trying to build the players around him. That's just something that I really like within Craig, is that no matter who you are, no matter what you do, he's going to keep trying to make you better, no matter if you're a long snapper, no matter if you seventh string on the depth chart. He always going to look at you and try to make you better. And he's just bringing an energy to the team.
Some guys get caught up in a lot of the NFL competition, this and that. But if you're not having fun with what you're doing, you've lost half the battle. And, I mean, you know, I just make it a point to have fun every day. When football is fun, everything else is easy, you know. Like, you learn easier. You know, you don't have that mental block. Have fun. Work on your craft. Do your job. Sleep. Come back and do it the next day.
When building the Browns returns, the defense starts up front, and one lineman taking full advantage of his opportunity to crack the starting lineup is the seventh-round pick from the 2013 draft, Armonte Bryant.
You know, growing up, I never watched NFL football. Never. My mom put the Cowboys on. I'm like, I don't want to watch them. I'd rather go play football because, like, as a young kid, I was like, man, they're not even that good. Like, I feel like I can do that.
And how is Justin Gilbert transitioning into the pros? One player helping to make that adjustment seamless is Pro Bowl cornerback Joe Hayden, who is teaching Gilbert the tricks of the trade.
He's helped me a lot with technique things to the playbook, off the field and the meeting rooms, knowing to be on time when I'm supposed to be and act like a rookie and play like a Brown. So he's been very helpful.